Greetings, members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview. So thanks for joining me and welcome back. The September unit focuses on God's covenant promises and is entitled Signs of God's Covenants. At various times in human history, the Bible tells us of promises, contracts, or agreements God made. Some of these promises, contracts, or agreements are referred to as covenants and were between God and something He created. A covenant may require something on the part of that which is created, or it may be something God decides to do alone. Today's lesson entitled Circumcision teaches us about a covenant God made with Abraham and his descendants. This covenant is pivotal in God's plan to redeem and save the human race. God uses the faith of one man as the example for his descendants to follow. God called on Abraham to walk or live before him perfectly or blameless, and to believe him. In return, God would bless him and his seed with both material and spiritual blessings. Through Jesus Christ, God continues to live up to his part of the covenant he established with Abraham and his descendants. A sign of this covenant was circumcision, which was required of every male in Abraham's household. This sign signaled that the promises God made to Abraham were extended to the males that received the sign. Those who refused or not given the sign were excluded from the covenant. Jesus himself received the sign on his 8th day of birth, according to the law. But receiving the sign did not, and does not today, mean a person would and will receive all the promises of the covenant, because this covenant requires actions beyond the sign. Nevertheless, it was the beginning of a special relationship God began and continues to have with those he has chosen to save. You can get a deeper understanding of this lesson by reading the daily Sunday School readings found in your Sunday School book or on our website and mobile app. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday School this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of biblical covenants. So until then, grace and peace.